Welcome to MTE's Plugged In podcast. This podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. We combine expert interviews and personal stories to educate and inform listeners about electric vehicles. So whether you're an early adopter who has been driving an EV for years or you're just starting your research, this podcast is for you.
Hi, I'm Brandon Wagner.
And I'm Amy Byers, and welcome to MTE's Plugged In podcast. Today, we are at the third annual Supercharged Cruise-In event in Lebanon, Tennessee, at the beautiful Wilson County Fairgrounds in the Fiddler's Grove area. I think this is the most perfect spot to have this event today.
It's perfect day, perfect spot. The food has been good. Mm-hmm. The company's been. What do you think about the event so far?
I think it's been great. I think we have doubled what we had last year's event, mm-hmm. and I think we're going to have to sit down after this and really plan an exciting one for next year in Murfreesboro because. Yeah. I'm not quite sure how we're going to top this, Brandon.
I know. Amy and I, we like to go bigger and better.
Yep. Go big or go home.
That's right. Yeah.
When Brandon and I were trying to decide where would be the best place to have this event, we thought this would be perfect. It's very scenic and very pretty. But as the backdrop, we have an MTE building within Fiddler's Grove that houses a museum on kind of the electrification of the Middle Tennessee area.
Right.
And we thought with all the history and the Yesterio Village, partnered with all these EV cars, you know, the future. We kind of have a theme of yesterday meets tomorrow, mm-hmm. and it certainly has been a nice backdrop for this event.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, and MTE serves several counties, and we've tried really hard to have these events at each one of our counties. So this year we wanted to have it in Wilson County, and this was just the perfect spot. We gave away actually some fair tickets today.
Right.
Because this spot, it will be the host of the Tennessee State Fair in just a couple months, which is just an awesome, it's just fun to be here and remember where we were at 88 years ago when MTE started.
Yeah.
And the new technology at the time, and then throughout the years, toasters, that was a big thing.
There's like a ton of toasters in all the different lives, you know, of the toasters of what we've been through.
Yeah.
So it is funny to look at that. And I think we even have a washing machine in there and stuff.
Yeah.
It, where you come from, and then you come out and you see this Cybertruck.
That's right, yeah. a lot has changed.
It really, really has.
Amy, you actually had a chance to catch up with several folks that brought their EVs. Had a chance to talk with them about the event, about their cars.
Right.
Actually, we had a ride and drive here, and you had a chance to talk with some folks that don't have EVs that had a chance to test drive them.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, we try to pick out some new, unique cars we hadn't seen before. And of course, we have my Cybertruck here. No, I'm just kidding. This is not my Cybertruck, but it was a great addition to the event. And definitely listen to what our members have to say, and then what some maybe new people to the EV world have to say about their EV experience today and as they're living the EV dream, so to speak.
Yeah, and just to go along with that, the Cybertruck definitely made a big impact of the day. So certainly want to start out by saying a big thank you to Tesla, Rivian bringing some ride and drive vehicles, and Andrew's Cadillac for bringing a Cadillac Lyriq.
Yeah.
The ride and drive really made a big difference.
I think it did. I think that added a whole new level. And for people that were on the fence, I know one of the people I've talked to in a minute in the podcast talked about doing the ride along. He didn't have an EV. He drove the Tesla, and now I think he's saving his money.
Yeah. Well, you know, we say that the EV car club's about fun. EVs are fun. This club's about fun. And it was so cool to see the smiles on those faces when they were getting out of those test drives. Even some kids. I saw a few take their booster seats so their kids could go on the ride drive.
Yeah.
It was a cool event for folks to be able to test drive those.
Well, great. Well, I hope everyone enjoys the interviews we have and can learn something from it.
right, come on out there.
Hey everybody, I just have to say before we start how like deeply personally thankful I am that you all have chosen to spend your Saturday morning here at this event. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. When we started this EV Car Club, we said there's two things we want to do. We want to we think EVs are fun, and we want to have fun. And hopefully you all have done that today. And the second thing we wanted to do was build community, build relationships. I had someone the other day tell me, you're so fortunate because you get to do something that you're passionate about. And I asked them, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, you're obviously passionate about EVs. And I do love EVs, and I'm interested in them. We could talk forever about them. You know I like to do that. But what I'm passionate about is the relationships I get to build through what I do at work, and including this right here. I mean, could you ask for anything better? I feel very, very fortunate. And each one of you all here has added to that. So just from the bottom of my heart, I am deeply personally grateful for you today. I again want to just reiterate how personally I take your presence here today. You all make this event. That's what, if we could do everything we can to plan a fun event, but if we didn't have people come and show up, it wouldn't be worthwhile. So the fact that you're here, that's what really makes it special. So thank you all so much for being here. And the band has been awesome. Thank you all for being here and playing for us. The ride and drive has been a big success. I'm seeing a lot of smiles on faces when they get out of those cars. So it's just been awesome. Couldn't happen without all of your help and your support. So thank you all for making this a great event. Anything?
If I have talked to you about doing the podcast, if you could just go to your car, and I will be to you eventually. We are going to start that now.
So I'm here with Jason West, and we are going to look at his beautiful car. I have to say, I think this is the one I want to take home with me today, if you're giving it away, because it is beautiful. So Jason, tell us a little bit about your car.
It's a 2023 Audi e-tron GT.
So the one thing I really like about it, which I know, I guess this is just me, it's the color. When you pulled in, you know, people are like, oh, that's a white Audi. I'm like, that's not white. That's got some blue in it or something. And you said it's kind of a light gray color.
Yeah,
and
it's the name of it is Suzuka Gray.
Yeah.
And depending on the light or the sun or however it hits you, then sometimes it's a little bit gray, sometimes it's white, sometimes it has a little bit of blue tinge to it.
So yeah.
It just depends.
So tell me, why did you pick this car?
I test drove a Mercedes, the BMW, the Hyundai, the Kia, and this is the one that felt more like a car than a computer.
Yeah. Ah.
So it had the car cockpit feel and everything that the other ones did not.
So is there anything unique about this one that maybe some of the other ones don't have?
Besides 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds, over 500 horsepower, no, not really.
But you don't ever do that, right?
Absolutely not.
No. Well, it is beautiful, and I'm sure you get lots of looks when you're driving down the road because it is gorgeous. So thank you so much for being here today and being a member of our car club.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks. So I'm with Bonnie and Mike, and they are new members to the car club.
Yes, we are.
And so I'm going to do a little plug for our podcast a little bit, because tell us your story with how the podcast kind of led you to the car.
Well, what happened was is I made a phone call, I think the day or day after I purchased the Nissan, which is behind me here. And I talked to Brandon, who is the guru of this organization.
That's what we call him, the guru. EV guru, yes.
And at any rate, he and I had actually a lengthy discussion, including the fact that he's building his, that car he's building now, and so on and so on. And then he told me that one of the members of the staff that, at MTE bought a Aria as well. And then that led me to listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear that. And we just fell in love with this Aria. I don't know. We had it 3 or 4 months and found that I wasn't real lonely for gas stations. I hadn't been in one for a long time.
No one seems to miss them.
We don't seem to miss it. I don't miss the smelly hands. All that goes with them.
Yeah.
And they won't take the credit card in the first try, so on and so on.
Yeah.
So we really like that one, and my wife was suggesting that it, at the time, had a F-Pace Jaguar that I wanted her to keep, and she didn't want to keep it. She wanted a new car. So that led to the hunt for a new car for my wife. And that led us to this Mercedes-Benz EQS 450 Plus.
Which is beautiful.
It is a gorgeous, beautiful. It is a gorgeous car. And so right now, basically, we are, for all intents and purposes, all electric, yeah. Both of us. We can find our way anywhere in Nashville or anywhere in the surrounding area, mm-hmm. Get back, don't even need the charge in the first night.
And you
night.
Live in Lebanon. So
we live here in Lebanon. So we're
Lebanon
driving away.
Yeah.
If you go to Cool Springs or Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. Or, I mean, we're in the middle of things here,
right.
So we're driving. We found these cars to be fabulous. We still have the F-150 Ford pickup. It, just for a security blanket. We're not using it. I'm not buying these. Or long stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what led us to be a two-electric car family. We think, after talking, that every family in the surrounding area should have one.
Yes.
There's no doubt that they'd be benefited by having an electric.
And
no oil
there.
Changes.
I think, you know, this year's event is much bigger than what it was last year. And then our first one, this, like, you know, quadruples the first year. So definitely people are catching on. And as we're building out that charging network, I think people are starting to feel more secure.
I think that honestly is what's missing, if anything, is the security. If you're leaving the area and you need to charge somewhere, you have to count on it as opposed to think it's out there. You want to know it's there.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today, and
thank you
for talking with us.
Thanks for the invitation. Yeah, thank you.
So I'm here with Greg Cole, and we're going to talk about your Rivian truck. First, you've been a member of the car club since the beginning.
Since
so a lot of people we've talked to today are kind of new, but you've been with us for a while, and you were even at the event last year.
Was at that one and one at the racetrack, which I was so totally
lost. Oh,
the
Cars and Coffee. Yeah. The Cars and Coffee event. Yeah.
I never found this group.
Yeah. Well, this is just us today. So at Cars and Coffee, there's all sorts of stuff going on. But this is just the EV Car Club today.
This is at least twice as many as you had last year.
It is. Well, that's what
grow.
Brandon and we're like, well, yeah, we had a really good event last year. How are we going to top this? So we kind of thought, well, let's get a band and let's have more food and let's have it in a unique location. So I think it really went well. We've got so many cars out here, but let's talk a little bit about your Rivian truck. I know you just had said that you've had this truck for a while.
I've had it a little over a year.
Mm-hmm. And you had to put in your order.
Well,
3 years
it worked a little bit different back then. You put a deposit in that was fully refundable. Mm-hmm. And then as they started producing cars, the first deposits got the first cars, and they never did give out how many deposits they had, so you never knew exactly when you might be getting a car. So at the 3.5 year mark, they opened their service center for Rivian in Franklin. Mm-hmm. And at that time I went by and I saw my first Rivian in person. And
so you had the deposit on there before you ever even saw it?
Ever saw it, other than on, you know, online.
Right.
And we talked for a while, and the gentleman says, well, if you want a truck, I can get you a truck. I can get you in on the back door, mm-hmm. and you can have a truck in a week. So I went home and talked to the wife, because I originally wanted the SUV, because mm-hmm. it fit in my garage a little bit better. So I decided to do the truck, and they brought it in, and I was the first one to get a new Rivian in Middle Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And I've loved it ever since.
Well, and I remember when you pulled up, you were one of those cars that when you pulled up last year, no one had seen the Rivian truck. And everybody was like, oh, there's a Rivian truck. You know, this year we're like, there's the Tesla Cybertruck. But last year you were the truck everybody was excited to see. So it's a great vehicle, and thank you so much for coming today and sharing your story, and hopefully we'll see you. I think next year we'll be in Murfreesboro, so hopefully you'll come and visit
us.
Do another one of these.
Hope the weather's is nice.
Yeah, we'll order the same weather for next year.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Charlie Morgan, and you're kind of have an interesting story to tell. This is your third vehicle.
Yeah.
An EV vehicle.
Yeah.
But this particular one, I was surprised to learn, is 10 years old.
Yeah.
So you bought a used vehicle.
I did.
Tell us a little bit about how you're liking that. And like, you know, when you told me it was 10 years old, I'm like, it looks like one of the new ones. You know, most of these are 1, 2, 3 years old. So tell us a little bit about your 10-year-old Tesla.
This is almost a classic.
It is.
I mean, it's a 2014. First year they started making them was 2012, I think, but they had the very, very short range. This is this one is an 85 kilowatt hour battery, rear wheel drive, 2014 Model S.
Okay.
And it's the comfort one. It has the air suspension, which is off a Class S Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the nice sound system and plenty of power. I mean, it's really, I love it. I really like it.
So it's 10 years old. What about the distance? Because I know like the range and these newer ones that keeps increasing, but what's the range like for a 10-year-old vehicle?
The battery is, I have a diagnostic that I can do, and currently the battery is at 90%.
Okay.
After 10 years and 88,000 miles. And so at the moment I can probably get about 248 on a full charge.
Yeah. So that's still pretty good.
Yeah, and the original was 265, I think, ish.
Yeah.
And having driven electric cars for 5 years, I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You know, I know how to eke the most out of the battery.
You've learned all the tricks.
I've learned all the tricks, yeah.
So would you recommend for others that maybe if you can't afford like one of these new models that it's okay to buy a used EV?
I think so, yes. The thing about it is that don't be scared of the mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Mine had 64,000, which is pretty low for like at the time it was an 8.5-year-old car.
Yeah.
But I have a friend in England who has an almost identical car, and he advised me to get this car. His is an 85 kilowatt hour 2014. He's done 150,000 miles in this car. He buys and sells EVs, and he uses it as the general pickup and drop-off car.
Oh, yeah.
And that's his, basically, he calls it, it's his dog's body. In England, it's an expression. It's the general runaround.
Okay.
And he's had 3 sets of tires and 2 sets of brakes, just the shoes.
Yeah.
And 150,000 miles.
Yeah.
And that's all he's done. Nothing else
to
the car. The electric motor is the same. It's, you know, everything else is the same.
Well, it's a great commercial for if you're thinking about the EV, maybe you don't want to spend the money on the new ones, is to go look at that used market.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I paid $35,000 for this, and I traded in a BMW i3.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he gave me $2,000 more for the BMW i3 than I'd paid for it 2 years before.
Wow.
Because at the time the prices were elevated.
Yeah.
Now you could probably get this car for about 20 grand, depending on the mileage. And most of the time you can go into a diagnostic if you have the Tesla app or another app called Tessie.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Tessie where you can actually go in and look at the VIN number of the car and see what it's done.
Yeah.
So you can examine the battery condition. That is, I think for me that the most important thing would be to check the battery condition and then drive it to make sure it's driving straight and it hasn't been in an accident and that kind of thing, you know.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. We really appreciate it, and thank you for coming to the EV Car Club again.
Oh, I love it. It's fun. It's coming in with a...
Let me say that again. I think I stumbled over that a little
bit.
Okay. All right, so we're going to scratch that last little bit.
Okay.
One more question.
Yeah.
So, 10-year car, do you get the Tesla updates that you know, I know Tesla does updates on their stuff. So
I do.
Buying it as a used car, do you still get those Tesla
updates? I do. Well, the first two things I did with this car were just simply because of the age of the car. I was advised to do by my friend. I replaced the infotainment system, which is the 2 screens inside and also the computer that runs the car. And so this car now has a 2022 spec computer in it, and it instantly wakes up. Before, it was kind of taking 2 or 3 minutes to wake up.
Yeah.
But and then the other thing I did was replace the tire pressure management system, because it kept telling me the tire pressures were low when they weren't. And so those are the 2 things that I did.
But now, if my car basically locks into my Wi-Fi at home in the carport, and I get a notification saying, there's an upgrade, do you want to do it? And I just say yes, and I hit the button, yeah. upgrades to the latest software.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming today, and thank you for being a part of our Supercharged Cruise In.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting us. You're welcome.
Okay, I'm here with Daniel Johnson. And Daniel, you're just here. Do you own an EV?
I do not.
You do not. And you're just here to kind of see what it's all about.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit before we, you know, we're, in case anybody's wondering, yes, this is a Tesla Cybertruck behind us. But tell us a little bit about today and what you found out and what was the things that most interested you.
Well, I mean, so we said, you know, I drive an old beat up car, you know, my car's 21 years old. So Brandon Wagner invited me out here to kind of see what it's all about, because I am interested in possibly owning an EV at some point.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of coming out here to kind of see what's going on. He said you could drive a Tesla, and I was like, that kind of sold me, because I've never driven a Tesla mm-hmm. before. So I went out and I've driven one now, and I'm just kind of like, now I'm considering, you know, possibly purchasing a Tesla at some point.
So are you going to purchase one of these Cybertrucks?
Well, that might be a little out of my price range, but, you know, maybe a Model Y, for example, you know, I'd definitely consider it.
I have to say, so we got here early and we were all setting up, and this pulled up, and I think literally all of us that were setting up just kind of turned and stared at it, and our jaws just yeah. dropped, because I've not seen one in the wild, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen them on commercials or whatever or on TV, but yeah. I've never seen one, and it's just fascinating. And I know, like, you know, it was all closed up, and I was like, but if this is a truck, mm-hmm. what, you know? And so he pushed this button, and the back opened up, and then he says, you know, you can buy a camper and it'll level itself out. It was mm-hmm. like, this truck just does everything.
It does.
For you,
it's like a tank to me. I've seen videos of people, you know, putting snowmobiles in the back of it and shooting guns at it and yeah. all sorts of stuff, and it's just like very unusual, but I think it's just the coolest thing.
It really looks like something that's in like a post-apocalyptic
yeah.
movie or something.
Like a Mad Max or something. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
Very much so. It's just one of those things. I've seen one in the wild, and yeah. that was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of like, it's definitely a standout vehicle, to say the least.
It definitely is. It is a jaw-dropping vehicle. But thank you so much for coming today. I'm glad that you kind of might be buying an EV eventually.
Yeah, considering
so,
it.
Yeah, and so MTE is always going to be here for people like you. If anybody has any questions about EVs, certainly we want them to look to us as their resource. You can go to driveev.com to find out more information on all the programs that MTE has and to join the EV Car Club. So thanks for talking with us today, Daniel.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to thank everybody for coming to our third annual Supercharged Cruise-In event. We had a great day and are already making plans to make next year's event even better. So if you weren't able to come this year, make plans to see us in June. Next year we'll be in Murfreesboro, and it's going to be hard to top this one, but we'll figure out a way to do it. I want to remind everybody that we're taking a little summer break for the podcast. So our next new episodes will be out in October, but we've already got some great guests lined up to be on the podcast, so make sure to tune in then. And if you need anything EV related, you just want information, you want to join the car club, go to driveev.com. And until next time, plug in, power up, and drive safe. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave us a review. Also, we would love to hear from you. If you have any ideas of topics you would like for us to discuss, please email us at driveev@mte.com. Thanks for listening.